Let me share two things with you before we start the sermon this morning.
首先跟大家分享两件事情。
One is our facility renewal project, which I know many of you gave towards earlier in the year, is about to begin.
首先呢是 Hope Church 的这个修缮的工程要马上开始了。这个工程上大家也有些奉献。
We have shared this facility together for many years, and much of it is worn out.
我们两个教会一起用这个堂已经好长时间了，有很多东西已经都有些损坏。
So through a combination of some donations from your congregation and ours, and then a loan that we're taking out from the bank, we're going to be doing a lot of remodeling and renewal of the facility in the next 6 months.
这个我们两个教会的弟兄姐妹都有奉献，另外我们也从银行里贷款。就这样的话，我们准备给对这个堂呢进行修缮，在将今后的六个月里将会有这样的一个工程。
We seems like we've waited forever for our loan to finally get approved, but we had final.Approval this last Thursday, and we're about to start some construction in the next couple of weeks.
在过去一段时间，就是一直在等这个贷款被批准，所以等了非常长的时间。这个过去的这个星期四刚刚贷款批准，所以准备开始施工了。
Should not impact your services very much, but you'll see some changes both inside and outside the building in the months to come.
我们这样这个工程不会影响我们的这个主日的崇拜但是我们在里面外面就会看到有施工的迹象。
The second thing I wanted to share with you is that I just returned Friday from a week in Africa, in Kenya, training pastors there.
第二件要跟大家分享的是牧师这个星期五刚刚从非洲回来，他在这个肯尼亚待了一个星期，在当地训练同工训练传道人。
And as I worshiped with you this afternoon, it again just struck me of the universal power of the gospel to touch lives of all nations.
我们今天下午在这里分享的时候，我再次提醒我这个神的力量是这是传遍宇宙的，就是到处无所不在。
And the message I'm going to be sharing with you today is the same message I preached to 1,000 Africans last Sunday and to my own congregation in English this morning.
今天我要给大家讲的是我过去上个星期天在非洲向1000多人讲的，也今天早晨我也跟 Hope Church 的会众也讲的同一段道。
You can take God's word and translate it into any language and bring it into any culture, but the truths from it are still life-changing for all of us throughout the world.
你可以把神的话翻译成很多不同的语言，在不同的地方传讲但这里面的真理就是跟我们在一起的。
Sometimes being in a church in America and doing ministry here in America, it's easy to get discouraged because maybe you think,God isn't changing too many lives and things aren't happening in a very dramatic way.
在美国牧会有的时候会令人感到这个有点泄气，就是说看不到这个神的力量能改变很多人的生命。
But I certainly experienced a powerful movement of God in the lives of these pastors and in what God is doing to reach people for Christ in Kenya.
但是我确实这次确实感受到神亲手所做的工在这些传道人手上，通过改变他们生命，通过他们将福音传给其他的人。
So I just wanted to encourage you with that God is doing amazing things there, and I'm just on such a spiritual sort of a high from being with these pastors this morning.
我想跟大家分享就是这个神在做奇妙的事情。我这个刚刚回来以后也是就是现在属灵上的高峰。
Let's pray together for a moment as we open God's word this afternoon.
我们祷告。
Lord, we have come to hear a word from you, not a word from me this afternoon.
主，我们今天下午来到这里，我们是听你的话，而不是听牧师自己的话。
But I pray that as your servant, that I would be faithful to honor your word in an accurate way.
做你的仆人，我祷告，我所说的话是忠于你的。是跟你的是完全。
And that you might speak through me, and then touch our hearts in ways that you desire to apply this message to us today.
求你通过我讲话来触动我们所有人的心。
Amen.
Amen.
Let me ask you a question this afternoon.
一个问题。
How many of you want to be blessed by God? Raise your hands.
大家有谁想得到神的祝福？举手。
Just about everybody.
每个人都是。
Now, I believe that when we think of being blessed by God, in our cultures today, in our times today, we have our own definition of what that means.
在我们今天的这个文化，我们现今社会里，我们当我们说我们要想要神的祝福里时候，它有一个特定的解释。
We might say it something like this.
我们可能这样说。
Blessed are those that have perfect health and no medical problems.
那个有身体完全健康，没有疾病的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are happily married to the man or the woman of their dreams.
这个能和有情人终成这个梦中情人结合的这个是有福了。
Blessed are the parents of healthy, obedient children.
有这个健康并且顺从的儿女的父母有福了。
Blessed are those who are employed with a good-paying job.
那些有好的薪水的工作的人有福了。
Blessed are the good-looking and the successful.
那些长得英俊并且成功的人是有福了。
Blessed are the educated and the talented.
那些有受好的教育并且有天才的人有福了。
After being a pastor for almost 30 years, I have to tell you, I believe that definition is what most people think of when they want God to bless them.
做过30年的律师，牧师，对不起，30年的牧师，我想这个确实是很多人在说，得到神的祝福的时候，这是他们所想的。
We've already read the passage that we're going to be looking at from Matthew today.
我们刚才读过这个，马太福音。
And you already have an idea that Jesus is going to give us a whole different definition of what it really means to be blessed by God.
通过马太福音刚才那个的这个教导，我们看到耶稣对这个被祝福是有完全不同的这个解释。
And Jesus's message is consistent here with the rest of his teaching, and it presents a very different, and if you will, upside down picture of life.
耶稣在这里教导的跟这个圣经中其他地方所教导的一样，是完全一致的。那他给我们一个，我们今天所看到的世界是一个颠倒性的。
Jesus has always been saying challenging and counterculture things to the people of his day and certainly the people of our day.
耶稣总是在他那个时候总是说一些对他当时的文化有些挑战性的这样一些话语，即使是今日他的教导也是这样的。
He said things like, "Don't hate those that hate you, but love your enemies."
他是说不要恨那些恨你的人，而是要爱你的敌人。
He says, when someone tries to come and hurt you, don't take revenge on them.
他说，当别人来伤害你的时候，不要报复。
Do your good deeds secretly so that no one will praise you.
你做好事的时候要私下做，这样就没有人来赞扬你。
He said, "Don't spend all your time storing up treasures for yourself on the earth."
他说不要花你所有的时间来积攒地上的财宝。
He said, "Don't worry about your problems and don't worry about tomorrow."
他说不要为出现的问题担忧，不要为明天担忧。
He said, "Don't judge others."
他说不要论断别人。
And all of these statements run completely counter to the mood of our day and the culture we live in today.
这些话语跟我们今天所处的这个文化，我们今天我们的情绪也是完全相反的。
And so we see what I call this upside down kingdom here.
所以我们管这个叫一个颠覆式的这个王国。
When I was a little child, I used to always dream about what would life be like if everything was turned upside down.
我小的时候曾经想过，这个如果所有的事情、所有的东西都是头朝下的话，这个世界会怎么样？
Maybe some of you used to kind of play the same sort of imaginary game.
我们可能小时候也大家在座的也玩过这种具有想象力的这种游戏。
I'd lay in my bed and I'd picture my room with the bed on the ceiling and my desk on the ceiling.
我躺在床上就在想象这个床就到天上去了。
And everyone walking around upside down.
人是从上面头朝下走路的。
And truly, when I was really young, I always thought that North America was on one side of the world and places like China were on the other side of the world.
我小的时候在想，这个美国北美是在地球的一侧，这个中国呢，正好是在相反的一侧。
And that everybody in China probably walked around upside down.
那么在中国的人有可能是都是头朝下走路的。
Luckily, I've learned a few things since then.
后来当然我学到一些知识。
But that's the way of the gospel. That's the way of Jesus. That everything he taught was different than what we hear.In our lives, out in the world,
这是耶稣的方式。他所教导的每一件事都是跟我们的生活中是相反的。
This passage we're looking at today is the beginning of what's known as the most famous sermon that's ever been preached in the history of the world.
我们刚才读的那几段经文是这个世界上最伟大的一次布道的这个开始。
It's known as the Sermon on the Mount.
这就是登山宝训。
The Gospel of Matthew records it, and Matthew was one of the people Jesus called to become one of his first disciples.
这个教导呢是由马太记录下来的。马太是耶稣的门徒之一。
Matthew was a tax collector. He was a corrupt tax collector.
马太当时是一个税吏，他是一个应该是一个贪污的税吏。
And so Jesus turned his life upside down as Matthew became a follower of Jesus and began to try to apply his teaching into his life.
那么耶稣把这个马太整个从头到脚翻过来，然后让他来跟随耶稣。
And here he records these words in this first section, the first 10 verses of Matthew, of what are known as the Beatitudes.
他就是在这个登山宝训的前十节来记录一下这些话语。这个话语叫
the Beatitudes.
八福就是 OK.
And that title is drawn from a Latin word beatus.
这个题目呢是从一个拉丁文开始的。
And beatus means blessed. As you'll notice, each of these statements starts with the word blessed are.
这个刚才他说的这个拉丁语呢，就是表示是有福的意思，就是被祝福的意思，就是那个 blessed 英文。
They're also called beatitudes because God.Wants us to have these type of attitudes in ourselves to receive the kind of blessing he wants to give us.
这个在英文里简称 beatitude， 就是让大家。 就是让记住， 这是神对我们期望， 让我们有这样的态度。
But before we look at each one of them, I want to just look for a moment at you. What does it mean to be blessed? We use that term a lot in the church and in Christianity.
我们在讲这个八福的时候， 我们先再次回顾一下 这个blessed， 这个就是被祝福的话， 在我们的基督教里面到底讲什么，是什么意思。
Let me share with you a couple of things that blessing isn't before I give you my definition of blessed.
那么在讲到这个祝福的这个定义之前， 我们先分享一下哪些不是祝福。
To be blessed does not necessarily mean that you are happy or that you are lucky.
受祝福并不表示你一定是高兴或者是你幸运。
To be blessed does not depend on our outward circumstances, it depends on our inner attitude.
被祝福并不取决于外部的这个情况， 而是取决于内心的这个态度。
It's a lot like the difference between happiness and the great biblical counterpart to that, joy.
这个有点像这个我们所说的世上的这个欢乐。 这个世上的用语， 以及相对来在这个圣经里的用语， 就是joy， 就是喜乐。
So what does it mean to be blessed? I would say three words that help define it for me.
用三个字来这个定义 什么是祝福。
One would be the idea of inner satisfaction.
第一个是 内部的充满的这样的一个 满足。
The second would be sufficiency, that God is sufficient for us, and we feel that we don't lack anything when we have Him.
第二个就是讲充足， 就是神给我们的一切是完全足够的， 我们在出神以外不需要有别的。
And then the third is to be fortunate in God's eyes.
第三个就是 fortunate 是可以说幸福或者富足。
The key to this passage, I believe, is that we gain this sense of blessing from God by coming to Him empty.
这些神的这些教导是让我们感觉到我们通过这个倒空自己来到神面前，我们就能得到神。
He wants us to come with empty hands, with empty hearts, and with empty lives.
他希望我们来到他的面前，身体是倒空的，双手是空空的，我们的生命也是空的。
So let's take a little deeper look at what each of these verses lays out and see if we can wrap our minds around what does it truly mean in God's eyes to empty ourselves to come to Him.
那我们仔细来看看这些经文，然后我们来了解神为什么让我们这个倒空自己来到他面前。
As you've already read, Jesus gathered crowds together, sat them down on a mountainside, and began to teach them.
我们前面讲了，耶稣到山上坐下来，大家都跟过来，然后他开始来给大家来教训大家。
The first thing he said are, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
他首先说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
What I believe this says to us today is that we need to empty ourselves of pride so that God can come and give us the kingdom of heaven.
首先我们这样理解就是要把内心的骄傲全部倒空，然后
Being poor in spirit means to be humble before God, which is the opposite of pride.
这个虚心的话就是在神的面前谦卑，就是没有骄傲。
The verse I've listed, James 4:10, tells us, humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up.
对不起，我他刚才说了一个经文，我再找一下。哎呀。 个书。
You can just do a straight translation if you want.
That's better. Yeah. 雅各书他刚才讲雅各书四章十节，就是说，勿要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。
Pride puffs us up, but humility points up.
这个骄傲让我们好像把我们这个把我们这个推起来，但是虚心呢是让我们指向往上看，看到神。
And Jesus taught us the whole way to come to Him is to humble ourselves before Him.
神教导我们呢，是让我们变成一个虚心的人，在他的面前变成一个完全虚心的人。
He said you have to lower yourself to be lifted up, and you have to die to yourself in order to live in Him.
他说你得降卑才能升高，你在得先死去，然后才能跟他一起在空中活着，在天国中活着。
And he says, as we do this, as we empty ourselves of pride, that we have the kingdom of heaven that God fills us with.
我们如果是把这个骄傲倒空了以后，我们就有他赐给我们的天国。
The kingdom of heaven is a now and future event, because as you become a Christian, you become part of that kingdom right now.
天国是指现在与将来的这样一个事情。你如果是到天国中，你得到神的话，你现在就在天国里面。
We live as sons and daughters of our King, and we follow Christ as part of this kingdom here on earth.
我们是一个这个王，耶稣这是我们的王，我们是他的这个儿女，我们跟他生活在一起。
The other part of the kingdom of heaven is a future event.When Jesus returns and we'll spend eternity with him or we go to be with him.
天国的另一部分呢，就是说指将来，我们将来跟神所在的地方。
Matthew goes on in recording the words of Jesus, where Jesus says, secondly, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
马太继续来记录耶稣的话，下面就说是哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
And this second blessing points out that we need to empty ourselves of enjoying sin as mourning.
我们这句话就是指我们要把我们我们怎么样把我们倒空，当把我们的罪恶倒空，我们在对我们的罪恶要有这种哀恸。
We oftentimes think about mourning as grieving the loss of somebody that we've loved who has passed away or left us.
当我们讲说的哀恸的时候，我们常常是讲在这个有人离开我们的时候，我们痛哭所失去的。
But in this sense, I believe he's using the term mourning.To refer to our sin, that we need to grieve our sin before a holy God.
在这里，耶稣指的是我们要对我们自己的罪要有这种哀恸的感觉，这样才能到神面前来。
In our culture today, we celebrate our sin, we revel in our sin, and we cover up our sin.
在我们世上的这个文化呢，我们反而是正好相反，我们是为我们的罪。有时候洋洋自得来甚至祝贺，甚至这个还是要隐藏有的时候。
And Jesus says, I want you to see your own disobedience and sin to God the way God sees it and let it break your heart as it breaks his.
耶稣说我想让你亲自看到你自己的这各种各样的罪不顺服，就像神看到你这种罪一样。
So how does God see sin? He hates it.
那么神是怎么样看待这些罪恶呢？他是非常痛恨的。
How about us? How do we see sin? Do we hate it?
那我们呢？我们 是憎恶罪恶吗?
I have to admit, I hate sin in other people when they sin against me.
我不得不说, 当别人对我犯罪的时候, 我当然是恨他们了。
I hate it when someone lies to me, or says, treats me unjustly, or when they hurt somebody else that I love.
当别人向我撒谎的时候, 或者对我不公的时候, 或者是对我爱的人不公的时候, 我当然就非常痛恨这种罪。
I hate all the sin around me, but I have to admit, if I'm honest, that I'm far too tolerant of my own sin.
我在我周围的各种各样的罪, 我是非常痛恨的, 但是如果我是 完全坦白的话, 我对我的自己的罪, 那是非常有容忍性的。
God says He wants us to see our sin in such a way that we see it as evil and as dangerous, and then He wants us to flee from it.
神说他想让我们看到我们的罪, 就是当我们看到罪的时候, 他知道他是一个从, 这是一个罪恶的, 是危险的, 让我们快快逃离这种罪。
One of the things that's helped me to begin to have this perspective over the years is to associate sin with something that I already think is a horrible thing in my mind.
我们, 这么多年应该是, 对看待罪是应该是这样, 是当我们想到罪的时候, 就是觉得这是, 这是一种非常, 令人可憎, 非常可怕的一种事情。
Sin can look attractive and it can seem to be very enticing, but if you see it as something evil, it keeps you from it much more likely.
的罪恶有时候是, 这个东西有时候会以一种非常吸引人的, 这个形象, 这个状态出现, 来引诱你。 所以如果你认为这个罪, 你知道罪是一种罪恶, 是一种, 属于恶魔的东西, 你就会远离它。
So it's very easy for me to think of something that I hated because it's very clear in my mind when I think of the most awful thing that I could associate sin with.
我想在我的 思想中, 没有什么比这个比罪更可恨的。
When I think of sin, I think of snakes.
当我想到这个罪的时候, 我想到这个 蛇, 毒蛇。
Because I hate snakes.
因为我非常, 恨蛇, 非常不喜欢。
Ever since I was a little kid, I was terrified of snakes, and as an adult, they're no better for me anymore.
我从小就特别的这个害怕蛇, 长大了以后, 也没有什么改变。
As a matter of fact, I've always wanted to go to Africa all my life, but I never thought I'd go because I thought Africa was just full of snakes.
我从小就想这个一直想梦想去非洲, 但是我从来, 也没有成行, 因为我总是, 感觉这个那儿到处都是蛇。
And so when I picture sin, I think, do I want to put a snake in my pocket? Do I want to bring a snake in my house? Do I want to drive around in my car with a snake?
那这样我就在我想到罪的时候，我就联想到蛇，我就想我想不想愿不愿意把一个蛇放在我的衣兜里，或者放在我的家里，或者放在我的车上。
I really believe one of the ways that God uses in our life to help us break free from persistent sin when we find ourselves doing the same sin over and over is to see it in this kind of a way of hating our sin.
这个我想神让我们 远离罪的这样一种方式, 就是让我们亲自看到这个, 看到这个罪, 而且看到它就像我们最恨的东西一样。
The third way that Jesus shows us here to come empty to Him is when He says in verse 6, Blessed are those who hunger, or excuse me, verse 5, Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
说这个再继续往下说，说倒空自己来到他面前， 他讲到， 温柔的人有福了， 因为他们必承受地土。
When we come meek, we empty ourselves of self-sufficiency, of being dependent on our own abilities.
我们讲的这个倒空自己
We empty ourselves of being dependent on our own abilities.
倒空自己的话是取决于我们自己的能力。
We read it in the context of Philippians 4, 6, and 7, where the Apostle Paul said, Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and then the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
现在他刚才读的是腓立比书第四章六到七节，应当一无牵挂，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意料的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
It means.Drawing on God's strength instead of yours when we empty ourselves of self-sufficiency.
这话教导我们的是，从神那里来支取力量，而不是从靠我们自己的力量。
Following God's wisdom and not our own wisdom.
靠神的智慧，而不是我们自己的智慧。
Of seeking help from God's family, the church, when we have problems, rather than trying to go it alone.
当我们有事情的时候，我们向神的家庭，就是教会来，寻求帮助，而不是我们自己来，承担。
And of allowing God to be in control of our life rather than us.
允许神来控制、掌控我们的生命，而不是我们自己试图掌控。
The word meekness has often been understood as being wimpy.
Meek.谁帮助我一下？温柔，对。
Okay. But a better definition for meekness is strength under control.
这个更好的一个定义就是说，有控制的这种一种力量。
Jesus was not a weak person necessarily.
耶稣不是一个软弱的人。
But he handled himself in such a way that he brought his strength under the control of his heavenly Father.
他是把他自己交给这个天父，由天父来掌管。
And Jesus' promises here are that the meek will inherit the earth.
耶稣给我们的这个教导是这个哀痛的人，温柔的人要得到地土。
What he means by this is very similar to the kingdom of heaven, in this is that it's a now and a future inheritance.
他这讲的是不仅是现在，而且是将来承受地土。
Those that find their sufficiency in Christ rather than themselves can enjoy.That benefit of having Christ ruling their life right now on this earth.
那些从神那里得到充足，而不是说从自己那里得到充足的人，就能享受到来神来掌管的这样的一种喜乐。
And they can also look forward to the creation of a new heaven and a new earth that will be brought about with the second coming of Jesus to our world.
他们往前看，看到这个新天新地。
Jesus goes on in the Sermon on the Mount here for the fourth blessing.
然后耶稣继续往下说，讲到第四个祝福。
Verse 6, Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Imagine...Your favorite food in the world with me for a moment right now.
现在大家设想一下你的世界上你最喜欢吃的东西。
I don't know what that is for you.
我不知道大家最喜欢吃什么。
But for the last week, I've been thinking about nothing other than a big, juicy steak.
在过去的一周中，因为他在非洲嘛，所以他想到的只是一个这个一大块牛排，嫩嫩的牛排。
They don't eat a whole lot of beef in Africa.
他们在非洲不怎么吃牛肉。
But they do love chicken.
吃鸡。
And every single night for dinner, for 7 nights in a row, I had chicken, chicken, and more chicken.
每天晚上都是吃鸡肉。
So when I came home Friday night, I told my wife, I said, Saturday night, I want a big juicy steak for dinner.
当他回到这个家以后，他跟太太说，这个星期六晚上我想吃块嫩嫩的牛排。
Now imagine if I dreamed about having this thing for dinner, but then I spent all day eating different kinds of junk food yesterday and filling myself up on that.
你想设想一下，如果我一直在渴望吃这块牛排，但是我在这个在这之前呢，吃了各种各样的这种垃圾食品，把我肚子吃满了。
Despite what it looks like, there's only limited room in this stomach here right now.
那这样的话，这个。那看这肚子里就没有任何的空间。
And I knew that if I really wanted to enjoy the best, that steak, that I needed to not continue to fill myself with other foods during the afternoon.
我知道，如果我要是想享受那块梦想的这种嫩嫩的牛排的话，我知道我就不可能，我不应该吃很多这个其他的垃圾食品，把我的肚子塞满。
I'll bet you some of you moms tell your kids, don't fill up on snacks or you won't have any room for dinner.
那些我们当家长的经常可能跟孩子说，吃饭前不要吃太多的零食。
But that's the way it is with our spiritual lives as well.
这跟我们的属灵生命也是一样的。
Do you hunger and thirst for God?
我们是否饥渴，对神的这个意义是饥渴的。
Righteousness is one of the terms that defines God.
公义是就是神的这种神的一种属性的定义。
It's a legal standing word, and it means to be declared not guilty in God's eyes.
它的意思就是在神的眼里，是无罪的。
But it's also a lifestyle word that pictures the life.That God has called us to of right living with Him.
那么从我们的生命中层面来讲，这个公义就是说按照神的旨意来跟他一起来生活。
I saw a dramatic difference in the African men and women and children that I ministered to in their hunger and thirst after God than what I see in my own country.
如果比较这个非洲的这个会众和我们现在我自己的这个会众，我就看到他们这个有一个不大很大不同的地方，就是他们对神的这种渴望渴慕。
Most of the people that I met live on a far lower monetary subsistence level than anyone I know here in America.
在非洲，几乎所有的人都是生活在非常。非常贫穷的这样一种地位。
And because they have very little on the outside, they have an ability to hunger and thirst after God that I think many of us here in America do not.
因为他们的外部环境，这个非常，就是没有什么东西，所以他们就是那种对神的渴望就是非常迫切。
I really believe God has called us to empty ourselves of as much of the world as we're able to in order for us to have that hunger and thirst for God that He desires in our life to truly seek Him those ways.
那么神，我想神就是让我们，把我们自己倒空，留出空间来向他寻求他，他是就像他所设计的那样来寻求他。
Jesus promises us that when we do that kind of hungering and thirsting for Him, we will be filled.
神应许我们说，如果我们是那样饥渴的来寻求他，我们会得到饱足。
We'll be satisfied, we'll be content, and we will be nourished.
我们会得到满足，我们会得到喂养。
These are all, each of these attitudes are building on one another as the idea of emptying ourselves before God.
这就是这几个刚才讲的几个不同的主意，如何来我们倒空自己，来寻求神。
Jesus goes on in verse 7, he says, Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
耶稣继续往下讲，连续的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
And so here we see we need to empty ourselves of judgment of other people.
我们要把我们对别人的这种判断要把它倒空。
And he says, as you have received mercy from God, then go and give mercy to others rather than judging them.
你要是从神那里得到连续的话，你应该把这个把它送给也转给别人，而不是说对别人进行判断。
Mercy is withholding punishment that someone deserves.
连续就是说，把别人应有得到的惩罚，把它先留住。
As a parent, I'm continually looking for ways to teach my children, even as they're grown up now, about God's grace and His mercy.
作为一个父亲的话，我常常想，怎么样来教训我的孩子这种有关连续的这样的。
And so along the way, as they have acted in inappropriate ways at times, and they would deserve to be punished for their bad behavior.
有的时候他们做的事情非常不合适，所以应该受到惩罚。
There were some times when we would decide to not punish them and to show them mercy as a way of illustrating the mercy that God shows us.
那么在有些时候呢，我们就决定不去惩罚他们，而是给他们连续，以让他们明白这个神给我们的连续是什么样子。
The idea of grace is taking mercy and going one step further.
这个恩典就是实际上是连续在连续上更进了一步。
If mercy is withholding punishment, then grace is giving us what we don't deserve.
如果说连续是先暂时不处罚的话。 那么恩典就是说给我们并不配得的东西。
God has given us mercy by not punishing us for our sins. He's given us grace by giving us the opportunity to have forgiveness and eternal life.
神连续我们，就是通过不处罚我们，容忍我们的所犯的罪，他给我们连续，但是他给我们恩典是通过。 应许我们这个永恒的生命，来给我们这样一个恩典。He
calls to us, be merciful to others.
他让我们也同样跟对别人也有连续的心。The
sixth beatitude is, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
下面讲的第六福就是指清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
We see a little bit in James 4, verses 7 to 8, what this means to be pure in heart and how that will help us to see God.
我们在这个，sorry, which?
James 4, 7 and 8.
雅各书第四章，7到8节。
James says, Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
对不起，翻到雅各书。第四章，故此你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。 你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。 有罪的人呢，要洁净你们的手；心怀二意的人呢，要洁净你们的心。
To be pure in heart means to have one single focus to your heart, and that being God Himself.
要是如果是清心的话，就是说，只有一个，心里只有一个目标，那就是神他自己。
It means not to split your love or split your allegiance with God and with other things.
那就也就是说，不跟其他的任何东西分享神。
And Jesus said, when you do this, you will see God at work more clearly and more dramatically than if you were to live a compromised Christian life.
如果你这样做的话，你就会这个能看到神更清楚。对不起，我刚才翻译的是，我不是说不跟别人分享神，而是说不跟就是说神是唯一的，不是说拿其他的东西来跟神一样来把它分开。
He says, empty yourself of compromise and draw near to God, and then God will become much more powerful and real in your life as well.
如果你变成一个清心的一心向主的话，你那个神就会在你的生命中就会更有所做的功所体现出来就更有力。
Jesus goes on in another blessing. He said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God."
耶稣继续讲，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
I ask you today, are you a peacemaker or a peacebreaker?
那我们在座的是使人和睦的人，还是说挑起争纷的人？
Jesus is saying here, empty yourself of strife. Be a peacemaker as Jesus came to be a peacemaker.
神现在耶稣在这里讲，我们把自己的这个把纷争倒空，做一个使人和睦的人，就像耶稣自己一样。
Empty yourself of always having to be right, of always trying to get your way.
这个使人和睦呢，就是说，不是说所有的事情都要像我想象的那样，我愿意见到的那样。
Of being overly aggressive, or of trying to be dominating in a relationship.
也不是说非常这样怎么说呢？非常有控制欲，来控制跟别人的关系。
Peacemakers empty themselves of harshness as they deal with others.
使人和睦的人也是让这种心里的这种严厉，跟别人相处实际上上面的这种严厉也让他倒空。
And God says you're most like Him when you're acting in this role of a peacemaker. You're like His sons and daughters.
神说你如果像像他，你当你成为一个这个令人和睦的人的时候，你就更像神，就像神的儿女。
In the eighth beatitude, Jesus goes on and says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of God."
那么第八福就是为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And here in this last one, we see a need to empty ourselves of reputation as we're persecuted for God.
在这里面我们看到，要这个要把我们的这个我们的名声空名声要倒空，就像神一样。
The opposite of persecution is being popular, of having a good reputation with the world of non-Christians.
这个受逼迫的这个反义呢，就是说非常受欢迎，那么就是在这个世界上就是说有一个非常好的名声。
I don't believe Jesus is calling us as Christians to deliberately go be as obnoxious as we can to people or to seek to be an outcast from society.
神并不是让我们就是跟别人完全不一样。
But when we try to fit in so well to the world around us, we don't really represent Christ fully to that world.
但是当我们按照世上的标准想完完全全的这个融入世上的时候，我们就没法把这个神的形象来向别人来展现。
When we boldly live our faith in the way that Jesus just described in the other Beatitudes, people will react negatively to us at times.
如果我们完完全全的像把神的这个神的形象活出来的时候，有的时候别人会怎么样？对我们是产生一些对我们有一些对我们的行为会有一些反感。
The worst it usually gets here in America is somebody saying, you know, I don't really like you. You're a Christian. I don't believe what you do, and I think you're kind of nuts.
有的时候我们会碰到这样的话，就是说我很不喜欢你，因为你是基督徒，你很奇怪。
But I heard some pretty astounding stories from Africa, and I'm sure you've heard many from China as well, of people who are genuinely being physically persecuted for believing in Jesus these days.
我在非洲听到一些故事，这个可能在中国也听到过，就是说人们会为信仰基督而被这个受身体上的逼迫。
Whether it's losing your job, being jailed, or even being killed for your faith, or even if it's just a kind of a social rejection that you might experience here, God promises that He will bless us when we stand up for our faith and face that persecution.
无论是丢掉工作，还是被下了监狱，还是甚至丢掉生命，或者是像在这里这样被这个从社交上有时候被拒绝。那么神都是让我们叫这个倒空这个 reputation.
And then he brings in this term again of what that blessing is. It's theirs will be the kingdom of heaven.
倒空这一切呢，就是有得到这个神的天国。
And so we see these bookends.Starting with the kingdom of heaven and ending with the kingdom of heaven, it really summarizes what God wants to fill us with.
我们在这个讲章完的时候，我们又讲到天国。那么这本书在开始的时候，我们讲到天国，在完的时候又讲到天国。
So, do you really want to be blessed by God today?
那么你真的想得到神的祝福吗
？It may look a little different than what you thought originally.
可能跟你原来想象的不太一样。
But the blessing truly, I believe, that God wants to put in our life internally is a much greater blessing than any of the external trappings that we tend to focus our attention on.
但是神给我们的祝福，也就是让我们得到内在的这样一种满足，要大大的好于这个外界的。
God calls us to come empty, to empty our hands,to empty our hearts and empty our lives before Him to receive from Him what He wants to give us.
神叫我们空着手到他面前来，空着我们的手、身体和心，以便能够接受他给我们的。
Imagine that as you're searching for meaning in life, you're on this journey and you come upon a bucket full of coins.
想象我们在这个寻求生命的意义的这个生活的意义这个道路上，我们看到一桶硬币。
It's a 5-gallon bucket, and there are thousands of pennies in that bucket.
那么这是一个五加仑的这么一个大桶，里面有几千只硬币。
So you begin to carry this bucket of pennies around with you in life, thinking you found a true treasure.
那你就开始提着这个桶。开始走，就觉得你已经找到了这个真的财宝。
And then one day you come upon a pile of gold nuggets.
那某一天你又看到一个这个一大堆的金子。
And there's nothing to carry the nuggets in except for the bucket full of pennies.
但是呢，因为你的桶里已经都是满满的是那个一分钱的硬币，
But the nuggets won't fit in the bucket with all the pennies. You have to take the bucket and empty out the pennies to put the gold nuggets in there and carry them away.
你要是不把这桶里面的这个一分钱的硬币都倒空的话, 你就没有办法把这个金子装进去。
Who of us would give up a bucket of gold nuggets for a bucket of pennies?
我们谁会, 这个, 为了这一桶硬币而, 而去放弃这, 这一桶金子呢?
Do you know what, friends? That's the way it is when we try to hold on so tight to the things of this world that we don't have room to receive the blessings that God wants to put in our life.
但我们的生命中就常常是因为我们手里紧紧地攥着这桶成硬币的这个桶 而不肯把它倒空，所以我们得不到这个金子。
Let's pray together and ask God to apply His message to our hearts today.
我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this time in your word and for this, these challenging words that you gave us from the Sermon on the Mount.
主，我们谢谢你给我们的话语，谢谢你， 这些话语中给我们的一些挑战性的教导。
I pray, Lord, that you would come and fill our lives as we empty ourselves before you today.
我们想祷告，求你， 当我们倒空自己的时候， 你就来， 满足我们，充满我们。
Show us which of these attitudes of humility and emptiness we most need to grow in our lives.
教导我们在， 这个哪一种， 这种八种态度中哪一种我们更需要来增长我们的生命。
And then, Lord, continue to transform our lives from the inside out.
求主继续来从内向外来改变我们的生命。
We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
我们祷奉主的名祷告。 Amen.